Stratford today received the following letter to the editor from Jane Marie Mitchell. We definitely can't afford another 4 years of Doug Ford because his spending of our tax dollars is out of control. We can't afford his record of making things worse, like healthcare, education, housing and affordability, ignoring studies and reports about proposed projects when it didn't give him the outcome he wanted and the provincial debt. The campaigning here in Perth Wellington is focused on rebuilding our economy, making life more affordable for taxpayers and protecting us from tariffs. Ford's mandate letters to the ministers 5 years ago in 2019 included adhering to spending using the established guidelines, returning the province to budget balance as quickly as possible, showing Ontario why they can believe in government again, why they can trust their publicly elected officials, expecting them to hold themselves to the highest ethical standard on and off the job, and that Ford will personally hold them accountable for their actions. How do you think the government did on these mandates? Much of Ford's spending of our money is not responsible or transparent. Ford allowed the Greenbelt sell-off of 7,400 acres to developers he knows, which is still being investigated by the RCMP. The unnecessary snap election, he still has a strong mandate until July 2026, that he had been planning for some time, is to get ahead of any reporting coming from this investigation and the certainty of a federal election soon. It has nothing to do with the Protect Canada campaign, as anyone elected premier could do just as good a job on that issue as he can, if not better. Ford has spent $189 million on this unnecessary election that could have waited until mid-2026. $200 million unnecessarily went to the beer store for breaking a contract to speed up the availability of liquor in corner stores a year ahead of time just before the election. Pretty sure this could end up increasing our need for healthcare. Who knows how much of our money was spent on pre-election style ads. Commenting on Ontario's energy jobs, economy, etc., making him look good, as well as the multitude of funding announcements just ahead of the election. $575 to $675 million or more will be spent on an unnecessary, highly disputed Austrian spa rental and exclusive rights to Ontario Place for an unheard of 95 years. They are only paying 30% of the investment that no one wants, especially ordinary taxpayers. Possibly over $1.8 billion to subsidize the Ontario Place project. Possibly a low estimate for Highway 413 at $2.6 billion in 2021, and what about $55 billion to dig a tunnel under Highway 401? Taxpayers end up spending their time fighting these expensive initiatives, distractions. The latest bribe just before voting of $3.6 billion in the form of a $200 check to all taxpayers, even the rich ones, that we now owe interest on. Thanks for nothing, Doug. Doug Ford is very expensive to have as a premier. Ford's record didn't get it done at all. He didn't end hallway medicine, but now expects to by 2029, the end of this term. Ford is underfunding our health care, closing emergency departments, utilizing private care facilities and nurses which cost more, and not fixing the problems within the hospitals. Education is underfunded after Ford took away $1,500 per student, which means larger class sizes and not enough special staff to deal with mental health issues and special education. Education of our children is law, and we must strive to do our very best for them. Ford has a failing grade with the lowest house building record in Canada, despite the promise to build more homes faster. There are too many single-dwelling homes on larger lots instead of mixed housing to make it more affordable for all. Life is not affordable, even for the middle class, as they try to pay off mortgages, keep food on the table and drive to work. The Greenbelt issue was Ford trying to break up the organized green area around the congested GTA for his developer friends, which is supposed to be a natural area and for farmland to help feed the over 7 million people living there. Ford ignored his promise to leave the Greenbelt alone. It was only through continuous opposition from taxpayers that Ford backed off and apologized, saying he would leave the Greenbelt alone. Ford has slashed any powers that the local conservation authorities had to stop these land grabs in environmentally sensitive areas. He continues to dishonor his promise by continuing with Highway 413, which would go through some of the Greenbelt, farmland and natural wetlands and habitats. Then the biggest problem will be the developers that want to build along the route and destroy the greenbelt. Is Doug Ford really sorry, and is he really going to leave the greenbelt alone as he promised? I don't know about you, but I don't trust Ford to come through for taxpayers. Just look at his record. Is he going to fight for you or his developer friends? Is this really the person you, the taxpayer, want to support for the next 4 years? It is time for a change. Thanks for the $200 bribe, as the majority of mine went to the Green Party. Make sure to vote early, because you know, we are in February and it snows. Jane Marie Mitchell, Stratford.